Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes. Let's love.
I'm a terrible micromanager. I fully admit that.
I don't know what that's like.
You are too. Welcome to Reality Gaze.
Welcome to Reality Gaze. How would you say Reality Gaze? Come and say, do you say Reality Gaze in French?
Gaze. Gaze de réalité.
You just made that up.
Gaze de réalité.
You just made that up.
I think
it's
gaze.
Réalité, how you say
réalité.
It?
Réalité. Réalité.
All right.
Réalité. Réalité. De réalité. I mean, of
all
reality.
Right, I'm bored with this now.
Gaze
Let's
of
move
reality.
It. Let's
Maybe
move on.
Maybe we should change it to gaze of reality.
That doesn't sound pretentious at all.
Of reality.
Y'all, welcome. We're talking about...
What?
Aren't you going to say it?
Oh, I forgot to say it last episode.
Yes.
I am so sorry. This is Toe.
This is Toe.
I have to scream it this time.
Wow, you.
This is Toe.
I really need you to get cracking on your grinder tonight. Your brain's not in it because your ass is trying to get something in it.
My brain's not in it because your ass is in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Boop, 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 boop.
Just back it up, boys. Don't need to move. In fact, stay there.
Oh,
all right.
Oh,
y'all, we're not going to do all the announcements. We just want to mention that Single Life is great, and it's on the $5 tier of the Patreon right now. Selling Sunsets coming to that's yep. going to be on the $5 tier of the Patreon.
And watch out for our Bicurious poll on the Patreon
yes. yep.
coming soon with Kendra Sells Hollywood. Love Never Lies, a Spanish language show, and the 12 Dates of Christmas.
Dates of Christmas.
Which works really hard to make you know it's a Christmas
it
show.
Does. It does. It does.
At one point, some bitch just throws snowballs.
Why not? I don't mind a snow blow at Christmas.
No, they work so hard.
That's true. If you don't know what a snow blow is, you've got to Google
it. I don't know what that is.
I had to Google it because I heard it in that movie Stepmom with Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon when Julia Roberts takes down a bully and she's like, and you can just, and she says something like, and in fact, I don't know, when you walk it in, seeing your mother snow blowing your dad or something like that. And I was an adult male at the time, and I was like, what is
so all the other adult males who watch Julia yeah. Roberts and Susan Sarandon movies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What was
who
it
doesn't?
Mean?
You're going to have to Google it after that response.
You don't even no, remember.
Kind of. It's it, basically, it's like, it involves, Y'all turn it down for the kids because somebody already had to explain to their kid what raw dogging was. And we've already had a long discussion about cum farts. But it is when there is ejaculate usually in the mouth and you're doing things with it.
That I could buy.
Yeah. That's
snowballing.
Snow. That's what I said.
You said snow blowing.
Oh, I meant that. Snowballing.
Of course I know what snowballing is. I've been snowballing longer than anybody. I was snowballing back in the 80s. Snow blowing.
Wow.
I've been snowballing before I learned to walk.
You did. Wow.
You need to get things right more often. Honestly. That took 5 minutes to go through. We have to move on. I'm actually just frustrated now.
Speaking of people who, let's be honest, they know what snowballing is too. Let's talk about
Kenny and Armando.
Way. Yes, everyone should know about that. Kenny and Armando. It's a day before the wedding, Pooh.
The wedding's tomorrow. They are married in the morning. Ding dong, you're gonna kiss a man.
Kiss a man.
Your dad's gonna see it. Wouldn't wanna be it. So get me to the church on. No, don't kiss him.
Don't kiss him.
This is post talking about adoption.
Yeah, not a lot happened with them, y'all. But it's a short
segment. Kenny was explaining, telling Kenny about Taylor, the child who we haven't really seen, who thinks she's been on screen enough to have a strong opinion.
Yeah, it was. This is something that was interesting about the live show is that we get immediate feedback of what people think.
I felt really validated because I was like, all these kids are grown. And the audience went, yes!
You said it felt like Maury. Or what did you say? Or did you say
felt like Maury Povich or Jerry Springer.
That was what it was.
Uh-huh. And there were these sisters in the middle going, yes, yes.
They were into
yes,
it.
Yes.
I agree.
That was before I told them to shut the fuck up.
It's true. There's other times where we would say something and they would go, yeah, no. It was immediate feedback.
What, like when we said, should we talk about Corey and Evelyn? And there was, boo!
And we were like, okay.
Y'all, don't boo at our show.
They can boo Corey and Evelyn.
I guess you can boo
don't
them.
Don't boo us. You can boo other people. That's fine.
It's never a good feeling.
It wasn't about us. You're not in Sarasota anymore. You're getting your safe space.
Okay.
It's not 1992.
And I didn't try to just do a cartwheel across the stage.
Exactly. You're fine.
In Sarasota's gymnastics.
Yep. You're fine.
Are us.
Yeah, it's fine.
And they booed.
Those boos can't hurt you now.
It's true. There is nothing worse than being on stage and being booed, though.
But we know you're booing about them. So, but y'all were excited to talk about Kenny and Armando. So, it's a day before the wedding. And then... Yeah, Taylor's. He's like, so I told Taylor about the baby, and she cried a lot.
And Armando says they might not admit it, but they probably feel like I took you away. I guarantee you, they do.
And Kenny's like, no, they're past. And I'm like, no, Armando's right.
Have you seen these kids?
Have you seen? Yeah,
they're as clingy as they come,
y'all. Because think about this. It's been a year and a half.
Yeah.
It's been a year and a half since he left.
I think
they've had a year and a half to process this,
and it's still raw for them.
And Taylor cried like this was like a child whose parents were getting divorced in 2 months.
And I've got to say, yes, this is hard to watch, and the kids are grown. However. We're rolling billiard balls across the floor again.
Upstairs neighbors rolling balls. Uh-oh. Here we go.
You could probably hear that on the tape.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
That was an actual pool ball.
Yeah.
yeah. I need to say this. There was a sissy who came at me. I'm not going to get the name right, but just one sissy tagged another and said, tell them about the people who were upstairs from the salon you used to get your hair cut at. And they're like, every day we would hear what sounded like a ball going rolling. And They found out later on it was someone rolling prosthetic eyes on the floor to see if they were round.
Why were they having prosthetic
eyes? A company was making him.
Oh my God.
I screamed. So maybe she's making prosthetic eyes.
I'm scared to ask now. Well, that just waylaid everything. Keep going.
So I know that, yes, these kids are grown. This also belongs to Kenny in not preparing his kids for this and also in not saying.
Do you think he could have? I think
that's interesting.
I think he probably tried to. Because Kenny overly takes care of them.
True. But maybe he could be things like, but I don't think he's ever said, I need to have my own life now.
It's not about Kenny not preparing them. I think Kenny probably tried to prepare them like he thought. I think what you're actually trying to say is, did Kenny, yes, set the boundary with
them? He hasn't set any boundaries.
This is a new life.
That's more accurate.
But you're right. He never has done that. He didn't prepare them in that way.
It's on the kids. It's also on Kenny.
It is, because it is on that they're grown, but also y'all know, I do believe that no matter how old you get, your parent should always be your parent. And that doesn't mean that Kenny needs to sacrifice his life, but it's this way of just, you know, you chose to bring your children into the world. So yep. It's your job to, you know, love them.
So anyway,
I think they still think that. And so Armando's like, y'all, it becomes a game of like, well, are you done sharing? Because now, is it my turn? Is it my share now? Because Armando's like, so...
It's almost infuriating how they handle one another.
I'm really nervous because our wedding is happening.
It's almost too healthy.
It's very healthy. It's very healthy. I knew that would piss you off.
It does. It pisses me off a little bit.
Poodle one, how would you want Armando and Kenny to handle this day?
I would want them screaming about the flowers and I would want there to be someone striking someone in the face.
Yes. And maybe one of them is flirting with the cute wedding planner.
Yes.
The other one sees it.
It's not realistic. So
it's too normal.
They're basically having, and I wrote down again, why are we having this conversation now? On the day before your wedding, none of this should be like cock blocking you from the happiest day of your life,
it
supposedly.
Because Armando is still nervous. And he says, I know this wedding's happening for me and it's about us showing love. But then he said, and it killed me. How do you think my dad's going to think about us kissing and hugging in front of him? And I went, this is...
You know my reaction for
Kenny,
that.
Kenny handled it way better.
He really did.
The fact that Kenny... They're meant to be together. If Kenny can still be like, just don't worry about that. I would have pulled over the car and said, I am so sorry, but I don't give a fuck about what your father thinks anymore, and neither should you.
Yep.
We're getting married. He chose to come here. Tomorrow is our day, our time.
Right.
This is celebrate us. Now stick your dick in me and let's go get hitched. Let's do this.
Y'all... I think Armando fucks Kenny. To speculate on
maybe
topping and bottom.
Who knows? Who knows?
What do you think?
I think they're a share-all folk.
Share-all?
The flip-floppers.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think Armando has more issues than masculinity, though.
But possibly, because this was really interesting later on, that it's the wedding day. And Kenny is like having this beautiful moment of like, I never dreamed that I would be getting married. This is the happiest day of my life. And Armando comes in. He's like, I'm sick to my stomach because what's my dad going to do when he sees us dancing? I'm like, what
this
else
pissed
are you worried
off.
About your father doing?
Here's the thing. All of these things that you're doing at your wedding, inviting the parents, inviting everybody. This is such a heteronormative thing to do.
It is.
If you're worried about who's going to lead at the dance and how you do that, don't do it.
That's
a heterosexual tradition.
Yeah.
You don't have to do any of that.
You don't have to do it.
Hire a witchy lesbian. Don't invite everyone and then do a big luau or
do
something.
Do a seance and have your dog walk down the aisle.
Thank
That's
you.
What gay people do.
Thank you.
But it does offer an opportunity. You can do it differently. And honestly, like,
well, you don't have to conform to anything.
But I get, again, I don't get. I think we, what Armando is bringing up is the whole machismo culture in Mexican culture that we don't understand and never had to deal with. And I'm not saying that his point isn't valid or that his feeling isn't valid, but is the day of your wedding the day to process and think about this? Yeah. Like, to me, I'm like, it's like when I have clients that, you know, have a lot of anxiety, or even if they're like angry, but they, or whatever, they feel like an emotion is completely just guiding every part of their day. I'll say, can we compartmentalize this in a healthy way? Like, can you tell yourself you're going to think about this for an hour a day? And then after that, it's going to pop in your head, but you're going to tell your brain, hey, I gave you an hour. You have an hour tomorrow. It's like, Armando needs to do that or something, because this is all encompassing. And it's almost what, do you think it's that thing that we've talked about before, that gay people that are never used to feeling good, like it's not normal for them to feel good and to feel not anxious
or accepted
and to feel not accepted
and or safe
and feel safe. And like, it broke my heart, because I thought, has Armando had some, because remember, y'all, he went back in the closet because of his family after his ex-wife chased him in a car and tried to kill him. But
and then she died in the process.
So there's a lot of trauma there. Is this his way of saying, I don't know how to feel?
Maybe, but if I was Kenny, I would say, look, this is the last we're talking about this. This is him. Mm-hmm. Focus on me. Mm-hmm. Focus on our day. And he does kind of say that. Your father and what he wants and what he and his wants, that is something you cannot control.
Yeah.
And that is none of yours.
And that's
what
a good question for Armando. What can you control?
What
right
can
now?
You control today?
That's a
you
great question.
You cannot control how your father feels. You can't control how your family is going to feel for any of this.
I can't control if the FedEx man's actually going to leave the package or if he's going to put that little note three times and then send it back.
Then that happens to me all the fucking time.
We can't control these things.
Now, it doesn't mean I don't get angry about it. But I can't do anything because I tried to report him. And it's hard. I have tried.
We are so basic.
So I liked it when Kenny, the best thing Kenny said, he's like, I'm just afraid he's going to think it's disrespectful to see us kiss. And Kenny said, it would be disrespectful to him to ask us not to.
Yes. Yes.
So, and Armando kind of took that in, but still, I'm just like,
if there really is a lot of like, you know, like, I feel like, I feel like Armando needs to read like The Velvet Rage or something like that. There's a lot of toxic shame with him for like,
every time I think of that book, I think about the time I fucked that guy. And he wasn't good. That's the author of The Velvet Rage.
He's a better writer than he is than L.A. I don't love everything about that book, but it does, Kali, you ruin everything. You ruin everything. But, y'all, it is this idea of...
I'm a slut.
You are. That's okay. We're all a slut. You're a slut and your mom's a slut.
And your dog.
Mother Debbie's a slut. Y'all, you're not watching Single Life, but Mother Debbie
I was a slut.
Talking about getting dick in the 70s.
I fucked the Marlboro Man.
You haven't
fucked
lived.
His brain down.
But I do think there's this idea, for some people that are like, that maybe are heterosexual, and they're like, I don't get it. What's wrong with Armando? Like, kind of toxic shame about your feminine, your gayness. That's a big deal.
I understand it.
I think he's in it.
I totally understand it. I don't have to put up with seeing it on television
in
2021.
I agree.
And I'm not... And I want to give him grace to work it out, but it's just kind of like if this
it's just his wedding day. I think if he was working on this 2 weeks from now, you would have more empathy. But it's just that this is not the time or the place.
And I do have empathy for him for having to come out of the closet, come back in, blah blah blah. I get it. But if I was Armando or Kenny, I would have been saying fucking affirmation on a daily basis for 30 fucking days mm-hmm. in a row. I'm not going to let what my father thinks ruin my wedding day.
That is,
I am not going to let what my father thinks of me ruin my wedding day.
Yes.
I am not going to let what my father thinks ruin my wedding day.
You had to say it three times. You couldn't do it.
You meant I was trying to change it and make it better, which is also my problem.
Don't be a perfectionist.
That's a problem. I'm working on it.
The first one was great.
I want to be perfect.
Wow.
So. And they're married. They're worried about the first dance. And I wrote, Lord, one of these things where I think I get to a level where I'm fed up because I see queer people going through and tying themselves into knots, trying to please people who are their arbiters.
Well, I think you get so upset because
it's triggering.
We did it. We tried to do it, you know? And so
But y'all,
there's
an amount of grace we can give them, but also, these are two people who've lived their lives on fucking television.
Yeah, and it's, I feel for them because once you really give that up and you don't give a fuck,
yeah,
it's free.
Very liberating.
It's true freedom.
Anyway, so
I did like when Kenny Armando's like, I don't know where to put my hands, and Kenny pulled a Maddie, and he was like, you can smack my ass.
And I will say, they're talking about, Kenny does say, I know you've come out a couple of times, and this is your big coming out. Embrace it. Live in the moment. This is all about you. And Kenny, you guys, again, is trying to make this a celebratory moment for him. And Armando is still in his fucking head.
He is. He is.
This would be a prime where I don't violence, but I might shake Armando by his shoulders.
Well, the thing is that it's, I think it's hard not to take this personal, and it has nothing to do with Kenny.
Not!
But it affects Kenny. It's going to feel that way.
Sorry for scratching myself, everybody.
Wow. Wow.
You can edit that out, Christina.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
That's all. I'm done. I have a feeling that I think there's only one more episode.
All right.
I know I'm obsessed with figuring out how many episodes
I get two shits. I'm going to be here on a Sunday no matter what. Because Matt Sharp.
I like to know.
Matt Sharp's never going to end this show. It's just going to keep going.
Y'all, the
going.
Ratings are fine. I know.
Yeah.
I know they said sometimes the ratings slipped for Happily Ever After. The ratings for Toe are great.
Oh, yeah.
And
people are watching the show. And then Darcy and Stacey's coming back in January, and the ratings for that are great.
Before the 95 comes back December 5th.
Ooh, I wonder who's going to be on. We don't know yet, do we?
It's all cuckoos.
Did they announce it?
Yes! Where have you been?
When?
Remember the guy who looked like a minion?
Oh, they did show before the 90. Oh, that looks crazy.
I'm glad you went. You're now having a realization 10 seconds after everyone else did.
You're
That's
welcome.
Pretty normal.
Because there's nobody we know, though, before, right?
No one we know.
It's all new people.
Yeah. That crazy, like, preacher guy.
Oh, yes.
With the woman named Mahogany.
Oh, I'm so ready for this. I'm so glad you reminded me.
I
forgot all about that.
This is must be what it'd be like to be a golden retriever.
It's
when you're
true.
Always in the
Squirrel.
Moment.
Squirrel!
You don't remember anything that's happened,
uh-huh.
nor do you remember know what's going to happen.
Oh, someone's at the door. We got to go to commercial. Bye.
Exactly. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want, and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux.
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals...
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself.
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're back.
That was great.
Okay. How are we sleeping on Corey's hot brother, Matt?
Woo!
Where did this bitch Woo! Come from?
Okay. Y'all, we need an Instagram stat.
Well, Corey's last name is Rathburger. So someone look That's up unimportant. Matt Rathburger.
Boy, can you have your brother guest star on your OnlyFans?
Ooh. Okay.
Wow.
Do you notice they have
Poodle kind of, might subscribe.
Do you notice how they had almost the same voice?
Yeah.
They kind of surf Jesus-y. Talk
like I think
them.
Siblings do. You and your brother sound similar.
We do. People always mistake us on the phone. Although he's a lot more southern than I am now.
I don't think I sound a lot like my brother.
No. Your brother talks like this.
Yeah. Because he let himself be conditioned by how to sound like a straight man. Because he had a very high voice.
Yeah. Kind of talks like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah. He sounds smarter than that. Yes, he's very smart, actually.
That's my straight man voice.
Yeah,
kind
of
talk
straight man voice like right here. Like whatever.
It's also kind of a little bit of your fuck me voice, and that you're using that to describe my brother. It's a little weird to me. We need to move on, y'all.
I'd bang your brother.
I would bang yours.
I know. You talked
there
about
There you
it.
Go. All right.
So,
all right, everybody. Let's talk about my wedding.
So
talk
y'all,
about it, all the good stuff.
We're talking to Surf Jesus's brother, Matt. And he's hot.
And he's real hot.
He's hot in that, like.
Oh, boy, you're not letting this one down.
He's hot in
you
that.
You need to get laid.
Kind of like. I work for REI, kind of.
Yes, yes, yes.
Kind of outdoorsy.
Yes, yes.
But I'm also, I'm not too pretty
no,
boy.
No, he probably, though, like, he
but
like,
he's like
volunteers for like a youth soccer league. If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, I'm so sorry. Bum, bum. So sorry, everybody. So sorry for that. So, y'all, Corey's like, no one has agreed to come to my wedding on either side.
No sympathy.
None at all.
Absolutely not.
Because you're a simp, and they can't be bothered.
That's true. And this is interesting because I understand what he's saying. Fact one, they were already married in a courthouse.
Again, I wrote that down later. I was like, hey, knock, knock. You're still married.
Fact two, as the brother says later, you really haven't given a shit about them since in the last
like
3 or 4 years
till you moved
to Ecuador.
Yeah.
Till you moved to Pigtown.
Yeah.
Fact three, no one in your family likes Evelyn, and she hasn't reached out.
She's a horrible human being to all of us.
Fact four,
It's COVID.
It's yes.
Yeah, Kova is flying around.
Hey, hey, everybody! I've been traveling. Oh, I love traveling lots, so I can get anywhere. I can get in your nostrils, and then you take me home.
This character.
Excuse me, had a little tummy that's got me a little tickle. But ain't nobody gonna go see a wedding while Miss Cove is around. Ooh,
I'm gonna be there at your wedding.
Is that a school trip? Hi, kiddos, I'm coming. Ooh, my spreaders.
Corey, your mom looks old.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Anyway, so I don't think it's...
Because when was this filmed? Like probably 6 months ago.
Yeah.
So we're in November now. So this was like in the spring.
This was like March, spring. April.
This is when shit was still really fucking shut down.
So I just want to say that...
When countries... U.S., we had our surges before. And the other countries, like in South America stuff, happened after us. Yeah.
And so... he does say it could make a big deal if one person was there. And Matt says, we've grown apart. You've been there for 3.5 years. Evelyn doesn't have a good relationship. We saw clips.
They showed us the flashbacks because we watched that season.
Yep. We saw clips and she would
y'all, she was like totally
she's kind of shut down. Yeah.
I think she was probably like depressed.
You know, we've said this before. It's because she has no control.
She was a little depressed, but she had no control over the situation. She hated it. She hated the weather, and she also was not willing at all to give anything a chance of Corey's. Because then that would be like telling Corey he was right. Evelyn's fucked up.
She's a pretty reprehensible
human being. She's a pretty horrible person.
So anyway, and this is something, and Matt says, we were best friends, and I feel like Evelyn stopped that, so it's really hard for me to go to your wedding.
He's like, obviously I support you, but, I mean, y'all, here's the deal. I mean, it's really a sign of somebody who's probably abusively controlling you.
Yeah.
Is that...
Amen. Say this, yeah.
Yeah, when somebody's abusively controlled, they want to isolate you, and they want to make sure that they are involved in every aspect of your life. And so if you have one friend that's like... If you have one friend who's like, I'm not coming to your wedding, I don't like your spouse, da-da. Okay, great. But you have your whole family.
When your whole family.
All of your friends. Raul. Later,
who we're going to talk about.
Who even fucked your wife is even saying she's a horrible person. You've got everybody around you saying she's a problem. Listen to them.
Yep.
They're not telling you a lie. They're not jealous.
Listen to your girlfriends.
Listen to them. Don't listen to your boyfriend that's telling you these shitty lies.
Yep, agreed. And because the only one for Corey, his only girlfriend is Raul.
It's true.
And so anyway, the brother is saying it's true. Seriously, he's like, I wish you the best. It's your wedding. Enjoy it. So he is meeting Raul.
Yeah.
At the skate park, and they had a falling out
because
Raul invited him to dinner. There were two girls who were in relationships, and Raul.
Well, should we say this is when Corey and Evelyn broke
up? We're separated.
Remember, y'all. When Corey slept with another woman, when Evelyn kicked him out and said, I don't want to see you anymore. We're done forever and ever.
Yeah.
That she's still mad about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I just want to bring that up.
Let's keep reminding everybody.
Yeah, so when they were already married. But so there was that, but still.
And Raul did
So he stayed with Raul for a couple of weeks.
And then Raul did some kind of social media story with his. And of course, Evelyn saw it. Freaked out.
And Corey's like, I asked you not to post that. But Evelyn freaked out, said he was cheating on her.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know that she like went ballistic.
Now, this is interesting because Raul was also Evelyn's friend. Besides having a dating.
Raul became Corey's friend.
Yes.
Because of Evelyn.
And here's the thing.
And y'all, he fucked her, right?
They were. But that doesn't matter anymore. The thing is, the reason why Raul is not invited, he's been disinvited to the wedding, y'all, is because he's a Corey person.
It's because...
She's isolating him. It's like you just said, with the family.
He's a Corey person, and also, he dated her.
Yep.
He gets it.
Yep.
He realizes, he says, Corey is such a good guy. She realizes that she's just cuckolding. She sees her for who she is.
He sees her.
He sees her?
He sees her.
Her sees him.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And he
she
and
sells seashells. He sells seashells and gets Ellie to marry him.
And gets Ellie to marry him, yes. But that's all this is. She's been made.
Yep.
By Raoul.
This is a symbolic, more of a symbolic alienation, a divorce from every one of his friends.
Yeah. She's punishing him, which she's going to do for the rest of his
life. This wedding is a big ass fuck in front of her whole family and friends.
Yes.
She is going to ritually peg him in front of all of them.
You know, I kind of watch this and I'm like, I kind of hope they do get married in front of her family, and I kind of hope Corey does fucking cheat on her and just humiliate. I can't say that word.
You can't.
Humiliate her in front of her family.
I don't wish that. But I
kind of do want a public embarrassment for her.
I want so much for him to realize what he has traded for a life with her.
Yeah, but he won't because he's...
I don't think he'll do
it. He's obviously... Corey is just as self-involved and
Corey
just as gross.
Corey is Jenny. He's Chicken Jenny right now.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Evelyn's moved the goalpost too.
Yeah.
About what she wants.
Continually. Literally. She had a post of where she wanted the bar to be, and then she moved it like closer to the beach, probably where there's more expensive property.
And that my favorite is that her sister Leslie is going to marry him. Y'all, you could not write a more troll wedding.
Him. She's just seeing what can I get away with.
Oh yeah,
and she is shocked.
I almost have to admire it a little bit, but then I pull myself back and go, "No, that's just straight up me."
Yeah, she's gonna want a honeymoon now too that he's gonna have to pay for.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, this is a literal pegging on an altar.
How does Corey make money now? Do they just make money from the bar?
I guess OnlyFans.
She makes some money from that. I don't know if Corey does or not.
No, she takes it all.
She probably does.
Yeah.
Corey, you're going to have to show your dick to get us a honeymoon.
So anyway, y'all, Raoul tells her, and finally, he's like, it really hurts me because I feel like I've been your best friend here, and she's only always thinking of herself. That is straight up gospel truth.
Yep. And Raoul says, and he's like, So Corey said, because Corey said, like, he fully admitted, I'm sorry, but you can't come. And then Raoul says, he says, you know, to the camera, he says, whether I'm invited or not, I'm going to that wedding. She needs to grow up, and she can't have her way in everything. And then Corey stepped into the frame. He's like, yeah, you get her, Raoul. And Raoul just took his head down. I said, get down there, and just put his head on his dick. He's like, sorry.
What if it'll be like Surf Jesus, like the version of Graduate, when Raoul shows up there in a Cutlass Sierra.
Yeah.
And he grabs him and carries him in his arms.
And Corey and Raoul go off in the distance. Best ending to this story.
And Raoul and Leslie and Evelyn are like screaming. They're knocking
like
at the
harpies.
Door.
Yeah.
Best I love ending. That ending.
Best ending.
And they play, love lift us up where we belong. Come at us if you want that ending for them.
I want that ending.
They'd have to film the sex after, though.
Yes.
But I kind of also don't want Corey to be happy. That's the only other problem.
Yeah, that's true. Because he's, Corey. All right.
Actually, the best thing for Corey would be to come back to the U.S. and live in Mill A. And marry a basic girl.
I forgot he's from a
girl.
Town called Mill A.
Yeah, and just have a basic life.
He'd cheat on his wife.
He would. You're
he'd
exactly
get very
right.
Bored and barely cheat. Like he gets again.
After
y'all,
you've had Evelyn,
you start to feel sorry for Corey. But remember, Corey gets off on being punished.
Yep.
It's his
and it's also the drama.
They both are in this relationship because they chose to be. At this point, especially when he said we've been together 7 years, and I went, I can't feel sorry
that.
For any of you anymore. Any of you.
7 years.
Yeah.
He also looks rough. Don't you think?
He does. It hit me because that's how long I've been in a relationship. And that was a good way to be like, what the fuck? Like, I would never put up with this. Like, you know, 7 years, you know. That's a long fucking time.
Yeah.
5 years. If he said like 3 years, I'd be like, whatever.
Are we ready?
That was just emotion. Okay.
Jenny and Submit,
Jenny
y'all.
And Submit.
Now, were you... This is getting ahead of ourselves a little bit.
I have a question for you, too.
Okay.
No, but go ahead. I was going to say after you.
My favorite thing of being interrupted
something. I was trying to... Yes, and you.
Would you have ever thought... Hare Krishna Devotee would have been... The right, all Jenny needed the whole time was a girlfriend to tell her what to do.
Yeah.
She just needed someone who would stand up for her.
I never thought that I would see this. I never.
All she needed was a girlfriend, y'all, who wasn't related to Submit.
Because you gotta have friends.
The feeling's all so strong. I'm doing a harmony. Obviously, you're not going to stop singing.
I didn't know the rest of the lyrics.
You know, there should be a law with our show that if you don't know the whole first lyric, you're not allowed to sing it.
Oh, let's see you. Let's see you sign this
deal.
Law into action.
Deal.
Okay.
Well, I want to throw something at your big head right now.
That's Bette Midler in the bathhouse. Okay. So to follow up, my question is, this is jumping ahead, but it's what we're all asking. Is Jenny going to leave?
No. But she's...
I don't think she's going to leave either.
She got support from this woman. I didn't catch her name. I'm sorry.
Well, we do see they kind of ruined it. They showed Next Time on 90 Day Fiancé, and they show Jenny
she's
in
got
a
like
marriage
face
outfit
paint.
With paint. She's like, we're getting married tonight. So something happened.
But I feel like she may attempt to leave.
So maybe that's it.
We said that a while back. The only thing that Jenny needs to do...
We said that like a year ago.
Yeah, the only thing she needs to do is threaten to go home.
Y'all, because this is... Submit is the biggest piece of shit.
Yeah.
And you know what? Before I thought, I'm like, he's a piece of shit, but also... I think that I screamed that at our live show, actually. He is a piece of shit, but you also have been kind of like, he's a piece of shit, but yet he has like... But he's just... It's his own emotional stuff. You still feel sorry. Not feel sorry for him, but it's like I'm trying to have empathy. Like he's got his own emotions that he's trying to work through. But the way he acted towards her in this episode, I went, you're an incredulous, entitled piece of misogyny.
And he's a brat.
Brat.
He's a little band baby.
He's a brat. He is a brat.
This is, I wanted to do a theater version of this, but it made me too angry.
No.
So I can't.
Yeah, no,
we
no.
We can't do it.
Y'all, so they're sitting there. They're having tea, and Jenny's like, it's good tea. It's good tea. Chicken's like tea, but it's good.
And he says, and then Jenny says, I'm happy that I'm not hated anymore.
Yeah.
Happy that your family doesn't hate me. Blah.
They don't really like me.
Blah, but I can't go to your nephew's coronation because, or whatever.
Coronation?
Whatever it's called in your religion.
It's like a blessing.
A blessing, yeah.
So
a blessing.
They're not crowning the nephew as king of India.
I think you should have a coronation or something.
Please.
What would you be crowned with? Don't answer that. Let's keep going.
A pearl necklace.
Have they ever made that movie called A Girl with a Pearl Necklace, but that's a porn?
Have they? The Girl with the Pearl Necklace. It's just me going.
They really should have. I mean, for straight porn. If they didn't make that, then... Vision Studios or whatever
the boy with the pearl necklace.
Yes.
Just me staring out a window like a Vermeer painting.
With semen on your chest.
Me going, you waylaid me. I was talking about something. The poodle with the pearl necklace.
Sorry, it's just too good of an idea.
I've always wanted a period movie about my, to live in a period movie. A Merchant Ivory film.
We have to move on.
Anyway, so Jenny says, Stop! You're imagining me in a Merchant Ivory film, aren't you? It's just reactions in drawing rooms, like,
oh.
And or me going, why can't I have the man I want? It's I was born in the wrong era.
I need to really watch that Netflix show everybody loved. I forget what it's called. Benevolent. What's that movie? The Shonda show everybody liked.
Oh, Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen it yet.
Oh. It had problems, but in general, it's candy. You know, it's too long. It won't do anything for you anymore. How do you manage to stick your head into the sand for so many things?
I was just tired from
wiping
my dad's ass.
And then you watch utter trash.
No, I haven't even. I got to get caught up. I'm back now.
I swear to God, if you tell me you're watching something and it's not at least halfway decent, I will come and destroy your streaming service with a golf club. I have a lot of violent tendencies today.
You've got to get fucked. It calms you.
It does. It does make me docile.
It does.
Where was I? this is bad. So, no. So, y'all, he says, Sumit says, well, Jenny says, we're going to get married in 30 days. And Sumit's like, yeah, about that.
About that.
He's like, I was nervous, so I put it on hold. Y'all, I've never seen Jenny get so
calm.
Serious.
This is what pissed me off. Sumit kept saying, you need to calm. You need to calm. And I went, no, you're saying for her to be calm means she needs to agree with you.
It's also, he's got a script.
Yeah. Jenny was.
Calm does mean be quiet.
Yes. Jenny was, I was shocked.
Me too.
She just sat there kind of laid back in a chair with her arms on the chair. And she was like, so you don't want to marry me then? Is that what you're saying?
And Smith's like, calm down. No, no, no. Calm down. And she's like, I'm calm.
I'm calm.
And he's
I'm
like,
calm.
You need to be calmer.
No, you really, it means silence. That's what he wants. And she says,
She said,
why did you do that? And he said, I was nervous. And he said, I was just feeling all these bad experiences of marriage. And
you know, Jenny, imagine how I feel.
Yes, how I feel. And Jenny, he said, you know how I feel about marriage. And Jenny said, but your last marriage wasn't a real marriage. We talked about that. It wasn't a real marriage. It was not how marriage is at all. And then Sumit realizes he's at literally on way 101 of not marrying Jenny. And he's like, but what about all those other marriages I see in society?
And did you notice his pit stains?
Yeah, just sweating.
He was sweating through, y'all.
And Jenny just says calmly, what you're thinking is not about us. This ideology has nothing to do with us.
I'm such a fan of her.
I am too.
In this scene. I've never seen her do anything like this.
So proud of her.
And I like it how she didn't give him the opportunity to leave. She just got up and just walked away.
What? Yeah, and she says, I'm the one who confided in you. I'm the one that you've always been able to trust.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's Mattis. And Sumit says, well, I just wish you would support me. And Jenny says,
oh.
How about supporting me?
Finally.
And I wrote, finally, Jenny says, what about me?
He says, don't pressure it. It's fine. Just don't pressure it.
This woman who left her family.
Is this?
Left her grandchildren.
Is this 9 years?
I want to say it's nine years. Left her job, took an early retirement, didn't know the language, and moved to your country.
And how your parents hate her
And has been verbally and emotionally abused by your mom and other people in society, and yet she needs
your father
to
called her an oldie.
Yes. And yet she needs to support you. Fuck off.
You.
Stick
Fuck
your
you.
Head up your ass and fart it away to Jesus.
Okay.
That's a new one.
And then she goes, so go to your function. Go to your family. And
she's like, I've got some decisions to make.
Did you hear Sumit say, this just really brings out my rebellious nature, like he's fucking Danny Zuko.
Yeah. Yeah. What
or,
is it?
Sandy.
Or
Sandy.
Sandy.
Oh, Sandy.
Tell me about it, stud.
Oh.
Sandy. What happened to you,
what
Sandy?
Sandy?
You look great, Sandy. So remember, the message of Grease, y'all, is...
It said, does Jenny just need to curl her hair and wear tight pants?
Yes.
And then a guy will love her?
And they need
her?
To sing, you're the one that I want. The message of Grease, remember, is if the person doesn't like you as you are,
change yourself.
It actually has a lot of messages. The thing about Grease is he changes into someone who thinks she will want, and then she's changing into something, and they realize, oh, it's all fine.
It's all foolishness. But I'm hot now, so I'm going to keep this change.
Good. But so, and I wrote down, could Jenny be done? So we'll see. So she goes to the Eskon Temple, which I kind
well,
of
I just want to say, Jenny
her.
Said one, she said, and he said, I'm telling you this, and Jenny just says calmly, no, I think you're finally telling me the truth.
Yep.
I think you're telling me the truth, and that's why I go to your function, and I have decisions to make.
Y'all, this is, if you've ever had one of those things where you fought all night long with someone, you're trying to break up, you fought all night long, there's that 5:30 a.m. clarity.
Yes.
When the sun is coming up, and all you can do is just speak from your heart and say, you know what? I understand now. Without malice, I know why, and this is not working for me.
Yeah.
And you just told me the truth, and I have no more tears left to cry, Ariana Grande. I have no more anger in me.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and the only thing I can do is go and say my Hare Krishnas.
Exactly. But I will say, Sumit, as he leave, he said, and this is what has cemented Sumit to me is I'm going to say
cemented Sumit.
Cemented as one of I think one of the worst people on 90 Day Fiance.
He's pretty bad.
And that is when he said, see, this is what I was always afraid of.
Oh!
Her manipulating me and trying to control me.
Boy, talk about
boy.
It, y'all.
You know, Jenny, I don't think they listened to the show by this time.
They don't.
We called her a chicken for 3 episodes in a row and she cried.
More
and
than
just,
3.
Just her voice. But Jenny, you are better than him. You are so much better than him.
Yep. Agree.
Ugh.
And I'm sure you taste better than him in a curry.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. I'm going to go to Hare Krishna. She's just there with her beads. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
She is.
Hare Krishna.
And
Hare Krishna.
And this former
devotee.
A devotee comes up and says,
Shakti Mata, right? I think that's her name.
I did not write it down.
Shakti Mata.
Okay. Yes. Great. Yep. Boy, blind squirrel found that knot. Shakti Mata.
Yes.
So, y'all, this woman comes over, solves all Jenny's problems.
I mean, this is the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
She removed the curtain. She said,
she's like, it's interesting. But Jenny's told her, he's like,
she's like, how are you, Jenny? You're still here. Oh, I'm still here. Still here, just waiting.
Like, Smith's still about marrying me. He's like, but his parents don't hate me anymore.
don't hate me anymore. And she says, okay. And Jenny said, we got their approval, but now he thinks I'm going to change after the marriage. And she said, is it? She was really good. Really good kind of therapeutic
question. Oh, we need this woman.
And she said,
they should hire this woman.
They should. She said, is your marriage, fuck the astrologer, hire this woman. And Jenny says, no, nothing's going to change. You know, she said, every month I'm so scared that my visa's not going to get approved, that I'm going to have to leave India. And then this would give me such a peace of mind. And Sumit keeps saying he'll handle it, but he doesn't. And she said, is his way of handling it not doing anything?
And check.
That is, y'all, because remember, not doing something is doing something.
Yep. Not doing something is saying a message loud and clear.
It is. Yes, they are telling you something.
And she
said, if he really wanted to be with you, he wouldn't leave this up to any chance.
Yeah.
He would say, This I need to do this.
What a good girlfriend has needed to do for Jenny.
Yes.
Because her daughter can't do it. Her daughter's wife can't do it. It's too close of a relationship.
Too close to the relationship.
She needs a girlfriend. It really, a girlfriend who doesn't know her that well.
Doesn't know her that well and just says, this is speaking volumes to me. I hear it loud and clear. Because if he's not willing to do that, then where's the love?
And then my favorite thing.
Because this, y'all, this little relationship, I just want to say this. This relationship is not built on love. It's built on codependence.
Totally.
It's on Submit has mommy issues because as we've seen this whole season, it's just about Submit getting his mother's love. And he never felt like he had that mother's love. And Jenny fulfills some of that.
And Jenny, late in her life, thinks she's finally found love again. And she has transmogrified everything onto Submit that she's ever wanted.
Yep.
And unfortunately, she doesn't have the self-esteem to realize
she doesn't.
He doesn't treat her like she should be treated.
Yeah.
Because no one, y'all, even if you're Jenny, who...
Jenny thinks this is last chance for her.
And it doesn't matter what kind of person it is.
Nope.
But my favorite thing that the woman says is, Jenny, you know what you need to do. Go back. If he, let him feel how important you are to him.
Yes, because he's getting all the perks without any of the responsibilities. Don't let him use you. But this is what broke my heart.
Shakti Mata.
Shakti Mata is when Jenny says, I agree with you. You're right. But I've had some beautiful moments. I've shared with him these beautiful moments. And she says, well, if you go back to the U.S., maybe he'll feel the loss. Mm-hmm. And again, she says, you're right. So that, but then Jenny pauses like, but I love him so much. He's so easy for me to love. So it's more of, in this case, I would ask Jenny, what is easy to love about him? What does he give you? And then ask, like, are those actually worth the cost of what you're giving up? And are those, and I'm sure she would be like, well, it's like stuff like mother and child dynamics.
I guarantee you it'd be things like that.
And it's not equal husband, wife, partner, spouse relationships. So,
open-ended.
And Jenny says, I still feel more love Submit than I felt for anyone else. And she said, and when it comes down to it, I can't leave. And Shakti Mata says, and he knows that. And that's why he keeps doing this, because he knows you can't leave.
This woman!
She was...
Get her to Ecuador.
Yes.
Talk some sense into Sir
Jesus. I guess
Jesus.
She can't. If she talks, I will say, if she talks sense into Jenny and gets Jenny to actually try and leave, Jenny buys a ticket and is packing and is leaving, and then Submit, like at the 11th hour, literally comes back and grabs her. But this woman got this chicken to fly the coop. Then she is the winner of all 90 Day Fiancé forever and ever. Will Jenny fly the coop?
Fly away.
Yo, that's the show. That's it.
That's it.
You can go to realitygaze.com. You can go to Reality Gaze Podcast on our Instagram, Reality Gaze Pod on the Twitter. My Poodle and I on Cameo. We'll give you advice. We'll give you some love. We'll critique your wedding dresses. Poodle will tell you if your husband's got big dick face.
I've stopped doing that.
Oh, you don't do that anymore. No. Oh, what made you stop?
It got awkward. Let's just say that.
But if you want Poodle to read someone, he will.
That I still do.
That he still do.
And that is enjoyable for me.
So come at us and let us know. Again, if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, y'all, man, it would really help, especially going into the fall. If we could get even just like 100 reviews by January, that'd be a great way to start the new year and bump us up
great
in the ratings. And the ratings.
The ratings.
Only if it's a 5-star review. If you got less, though, you can leave them at home.
Yeah, you can give those to the complaint department.
Where's the complaint department, Poodle?
It is complaints, go fuck yourself, at...
.net?
At 90daygays.edu.
.edu. Because you're learning. Y'all, We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you are about to get married and out of nowhere comes a handsome young Ecuadorian man in his Cutlass Sierra, ooh, and you hear the lanes of love lift us up where we belong, and he takes you with his beefy arms, plants one on you, and whispers into your ear, call us.
Gunk, gunk.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.